Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
NFL Lunch, featured artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Duran Duran, making it happen for you. Bill Cowher and Ryan Clark were both on Inside Access yesterday with Ken, Jason, and Lanolin. They're at Cross Street Market today, is
yes.
that what I heard?
Yep.
Down on old South Baltimore stomping grounds of the Haneys. That's where the old lineage starts, that's right. Where it all started, South Baltimore. But anyway, we digress. Bill Cowher was asked about the rivalry, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, and what comes to mind for him.
Maybe best rivalry in football today. Two teams that respect each other, but there's a definite dislike, and it goes back a long time. And I think when you come into both these organizations, it's very much brought upon you that this game takes on a degree of physicality, a degree of pride, and it's a game that you have to live with for another year, and you play twice a year. And most of the time, these two teams have been battling for the top of the division, and I think we're seeing the same thing play out this year.
There's no question about that. And the thing that the one word that I kind of always think about when these two teams play, the physicality. And because it is a physical. Look, I mean, the last game, Bob, there was a lot of pushing, shoving. There was a lot of trash talking. Marlon Humphrey, you know, they did not like each other. And I'm sure that we'll see some of that intensity on Saturday, too, because this game means a lot more than the last one did.
Right, and they beat the crap out of each other, and then they got to turn around and play on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's an extremely tough deal. You know, I mean, I'm guessing both teams probably have walkthroughs every day.
But you mentioned this a couple of days ago, Vinny. If Kansas City wins tomorrow against Houston, and Mahomes is playing, he's been a full participant, and if they win, well,
they still got to win two.
Yeah, because Buffalo's got the tiebreaker. Say the Bills lose, which they're not.
They're 14-point favorite.
Yeah. But either way, I mean, do you find a way to get Patrick Mahomes rested here? But it, like you just said, it's probably not going to be Wednesday against the Steelers here.
Right, and it's at the Steelers. You know, the thing that you need, if you can, because then the next game, Bob, is at Denver. You know, division game, and that one's going to be a tough one because the Broncos going to have so they don't have any easy ones, and I'm sure if they didn't care about having the bye, Bob, Mahomes probably wouldn't be playing, but they want that bye because that'll give Mahomes the extra week.
Yeah, remember last year they went on the road for the most part. Yep. Outside of blowing out Miami, they had to go to Buffalo, they came to Baltimore, and then won the Super Bowl. I think they want a little easier path and a healthier quarterback.
And they got Marquise Brown back tomorrow, which will be, you know, probably first time that, I mean, he got hurt first play at a first preseason game.
Now, Bill Cowher on Inside Access also talked about Mike Tomlin And the dominance, if you want to call it that, against the Ravens, 8-1 last nine games. So what's going on there, and anything particular, Bill Cowher, stand out about that?
No, I don't think so, Jason. I think, again, you look at every one of these games was a one-score game. Yeah. So it really comes down to a lot of times, in particular, a turnover, a play, again, finishing kicks or a missed kick, you know, what you see with Justin going through this year. And I think when you look at these two teams, I know the numbers bear them out. Some of these games have been late in the season where there's been not a whole lot mattering on it as well. But this has a lot of playoff implications with this, obviously, for the division championship to some degree. And so, I don't look at that. I think every year it takes on a new kind of a new identity with each one of these teams. Obviously, this year with Derek coming onto it, and you look at the five losses with the Ravens and with John's team, and all by less than a touchdown and a touchdown or less. So it they've been in every one of these games. Sometimes it's been the turnovers. I think the last time these two teams play, I mean, Derrick Henry had gone so many times without fumbling the ball, and his first carry fumbles, and you know, so you kind of see some of the wacky things happen in a series like this. Like I said before, you throw the records out the window. And
I think if you could just say pick one play of that last game that was the biggest play that changed the game the most, I would say the Justice Hill interception, because Ravens were going in to score.
They had just, Humphrey, you had the pick in the end zone.
Yep, just going in to score, and then, you know, because then the Steelers take it back, get a field goal, Ravens going in, you get another touchdown, then you're going touchdown and then touchdown again, and you're winning the game. But, you know, forget the Derrick Henry one, it happens early enough where, you know, second play of the game, and then the likely one, that was a killer too, but with all that, the Justice Hill one, to me, was the one that really changed.
And we talked about it all week. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. 4:30, whoever kicks the ball, Boswell, Tucker, you think Lamar or Russell Wilson or Harbaugh and Tomlin are going, hey, we're 1-8, 8-1, whatever it is.
They don't give a flying.
You know, exactly. Yeah. All right, Ryan Clark. Inside access yesterday as well. Former Steelers safety talking about the Ravens and their struggles against Pittsburgh, and in particular Lamar Jackson. He hasn't played in all of these games. That's been well documented, but he's only won one. He's only played him once in Baltimore, lost that game, turned the ball over three times. So, Ryan Clark, any issues here?
I've gotten to the point, I don't doubt Lamar Jackson very often. And even when the numbers say he can't do something or he hasn't done something, I'm sort of just waiting on him to do it. You know, I went back and I saw and rewatched the film of game one, and there were so many plays I thought Lamar could use his athleticism. So many times I felt like he held himself back for some reason.
And, you know, I thought that there was a lot of throws that he missed, a lot of plays that he could have dumped the ball off instead of trying to make the safe play. Don't try to make the great play all the time. And I think against Pittsburgh, he's trying to make the great play all the time.
Finally, Bills number two seed. Ravens have defeated them. Kansas City's number one seed. Well, Bills defeated them too. But either way, they're number one, number two. So Ryan Clark, Ravens, Steelers, are they really Super Bowl contenders?
You know, I would go with the Ravens more than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I hope you guys don't play this. I do believe in the Baltimore Ravens. I felt like early on in the year there were too many big plays, especially outside at the cornerback position. And I think, you know, as Zach Orr is continuing to kind of find his way as a play caller, some of those things haven't persisted as much. But I love Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson is just truly one of the greatest players in this game. And I think, like, his time has to come. It's going to be predicated, though, on what Todd Monken and Lamar Jackson do as a tandem in the biggest games of the seasons, when Josh Allen's on the other side, when Patrick Mahomes is on the other side, and some of these other big-time quarterbacks who can equal his level of play.
And I think, Bob, throw Pittsburgh in there. You know, I think I have a feeling that Lamar's going to play great tomorrow. You know, he's been listening to this crap all week.
Sure.
You know, and he's a competitive dude. I think he's going to want to play. But the thing is just play your game. Don't try to play a game that you normally don't play. Play your game. I just think, Bob, you know, I disagree a little bit with who do we have? Jonas, I think, because their defensive ends come down hard, Pittsburgh's. That's why I think on those run pass options, Lamar's going to be pulling. He did it twice and had two big gainers. I think he's going to be pulling it a lot. And then if they start playing softer, the ends, because the ends are the ones that crash down and get Henry, you know, for no gains and stuff. So if they're going to play it soft, if Lamar changes that, then boom, then Henry starts pounding them up inside.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, it's picks time. Booze on the line. You got the college football playoffs start tonight. Indiana at Notre Dame, which you can hear on The Fan. SMU, Penn State, Clemson, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio State, and then a week slate, week 16 slate. Some of the games are weak, quite frankly, and we'll get into that. Oh, by the way, if you're a fan of baseball, most of you are, obviously, if you wanted a touching reunion with Christian Walker, not happening. 3-year deal, $20 million with the UC at Astros, so says Bob Nightingale. If he says it, it's true.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Duran Duran, chosen by you. Only a couple more segments to go, so pick a song. Nolan will play it for you. No Nelson Aguilar looks like, well, not already been ruled out by the Ravens, still status reporting on Rashad Bateman. So it looks like the Ravens will be down a couple of receivers ahead of tomorrow's matchup with the Steelers. But first things first, let's get to the picks. Standings before we talk about last night and tonight and beyond on McGraw.
Yeah, Vinny extending his lead. He picked the Chargers. Bob and I picked the Broncos. So that's now a 6-game lead. For Vinny over Bob, a 17-game lead over me.
Are you? Have you been mathematically eliminated yet?
Probably.
Where's the Z?
I almost want to see how bad it can get.
But We were looking good last night. And then the Chargers came back and won the game. Dicker, the kicker, had the fair catch field goal. I had been done since Ray Wershing did it back in the 70s. Crazy thing. And you look, I'm going to be honest with you. Until they explained the rule, I forgot all about it. Yeah. I remember drop kicks from like the longest yard.
Bob, how about the touchdown pass Herbert throw, the one where he was rolling left? That was amazing. And then where did Gus Bus get that burst from?
Two TDs last night for Gus Bus.
No, but that 43-yard run or whatever.
Kind of sealed the deal. Yeah. Then they scored to ice it. But Chargers win. All right, good for them. Go bleep themselves. And Ken Wyman brought up a good point to get off topic just for a second. How come nobody calls Jim Harbaugh Harbs?
I don't know.
That's a good point. He's got to beat his brother first.
Yeah. Harbsy. How about we call him Harbsy? Booze is on the line, by the way. Mick Alter's for me. Yinglings for Nolan and wine for Vinny. All right. What we got going on here?
All right. We'll start, let's see, Indiana, Notre Dame. We'll start tonight.
Right. And again, spread 7, Notre Dame. Spreads are for entertainment purposes only. We're just picking winners.
Yeah. I just saw the... You know, they showed a little clip of South Bend, them shoveling the snow off the field, the flags blowing the wind, which kind of makes it tougher on a passing team, which Indiana is. Notre Dame wants to run the football. I'm gonna take the home team. I'm gonna take Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't really see much upset potential on any of these games, but I'm definitely gonna go Notre Dame here.
Well, what'd you say? I'm down 6.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Hoosiers. Indiana. And if they get out to a lead under any circumstance, it might be cold, he can't throw, but if they're up 14, good luck Notre Dame in that one. I'm going to Indiana. Next!
My buddy just texted me. He's in South Bend. He said the sun just came out. It's going to be about 25 degrees game time, is what he said.
Go Hoosiers!
All right, SMU and Penn State, this one at noon tomorrow. Penn State favored by 8.5.
Now, this one, it's snowing right now at Penn State, and it's going to be probably single digit. Them boys in Texas, they're going to have a hard time. I'm going to take Penn State.
Yeah, give me the Nittany Lions here.
SMU! It gets cold in Texas.
Not every day,
no.
Though.
Jay Franklin, anybody see my football? SMU next!
Clemson in Texas. What's the spread here?
12.
Texas, oh my goodness, Texas by 12. Over-under set at 50.5.
Yeah, I don't see any way how Clemson... I could see, if there's one blowout in all these games, I see this one being a blowout. Texas.
Yeah, no shot here.
Yeah,
Texas.
Make it unanimous. Next!
Right, moving on, Tennessee-Ohio State. I guess your most even matchup, maybe. I don't know, in the seeding, I guess. But Ohio State's favored by 7. This is your night game tomorrow.
Yeah, I want Tennessee to win. But there's so much pressure on Day. Day has to win. Otherwise, Day may be bye-bye.
Right.
I'm going to take Ohio State just because he has to win.
Yeah, I could see Tennessee covering here, but Ohio State will win.
Now, I'm going with Tennessee, and then Mike Vrabel's press conference will be in about 3 weeks. Columbus, Ohio. So let's go with the Volunteers. You know, I'm just trying to catch up, to be honest with you. But Ohio State, yeah, whatever. All right, let's move on, Nolan, to the National Football
League. All right, Texans and Chiefs, your first game tomorrow. This one will be at 1 o'clock in Kansas City, of course. They're favored by 3.5 at home now that it looks like Mahomes is, in fact, going to play.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City's got a good defense, and Chris Jones is a beast. Karloftis, too. Houston's O-line stinks. It's going to be cold there. Houston's an indoor team, and Mahomes is playing Kansas City.
Yeah, I was going to pick the Texans here, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Vinny just talked me out of it, even though I need to catch him. I don't want to dig myself further in a hole. Actually, the more I think about it, all the factors, I probably would hammer that spread, too, for the Chiefs.
Well, I like old fumble Ruski rule and Randy Reid, Kansas City.
Giants and Falcons here. First look at Michael Penix Jr. starting at quarterback. Atlanta favored by 8.5.
Yeah, the Giants stink. I mean, they're playing practice squad dudes on defense and stuff. I'll take, even though it is Michael Penix, just hand the ball off.
Right. I mean, they'll give him an appropriate game plan. They won't ask him to do too much. And I think the team will rally around him because they are technically still in this thing.
And he does get the ball off quick.
I'm going to Atlanta, too. I think he'll throw it to the appropriate people, unlike Kirk Cousins has done here in 24.
Lions at the Bears. Detroit favored by 7. They're banged up, but against the Bears, even a division matchup probably should be easy for Detroit.
Yeah, what have the Bears lost? 8 in a row? I'm going to take Detroit.
Yep, easy pick for the Lions.
Yeah, first game got the coach fired there. I will go with the Lions. I wouldn't be surprised point spread-wise if Chicago keeps it close, but let's go Detroit next.
Browns and Bengals. Cincinnati's favored by 9 here. Technically still alive. They were watching last night's game with great interest. Got to win out, though. Mm-hmm. Should win this one.
Yeah, and Myles Garrett missed practice. Or what? So if Myles Garrett doesn't play and he's got all day to throw, I got the Bengals easy.
Yeah, give me the Bengals here.
Break out the puffy pants. Hammer time, Cincinnati.
Titans and Colts. The Colts are favored by only 3.5 at home here against their division rival.
Yeah, I'm not a Richardson fan. You know, Levis is on the bench. Rudolph stinks. I'll take Indy because they're at home.
I'll go with the Titans. Why not? Got to change it up at some point here. Maybe Rudolph will be that spark. That's what Callahan said. We need a spark.
All right, let's go with the Colts.
All right, Rams and Jets here. Rams favored by 3. They are the road team. Over-under is 46.5, so you keep an eye on those defenses. The Jets, that's still their strong suit, I guess. But a little interesting. The spread only 3.
Yeah, the Jets' defense stinks. You know, I'm going to take the Rams. I think they've got too much explosive power, and they got to win.
Right, yeah. Hard for me to find a situation to pick the Jets ever. I'm going to go with the Rams.
Yeah, let's go Rams next.
Eagles and Commanders. Very intriguing division matchup here. Eagles, everyone thinks they pretty much got it wrapped up, but they got to put the final nail in the coffin here. They are on the road, and they're favored by 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles. They're playing really good, and that defensive front is a beast.
I think the Commanders are going to have something to say about that. I think they get the job done here. They get a signature win. They lost to the Eagles earlier this year. 26-18 was a score in that one, but I think they even things up here, make the Eagles wait one more week to celebrate the division.
I'm with Nolan. I'm going with Washington, even though there'll be a ton of Eagles fans down at Northwest Stadium. But I'll go with the upset. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nolan, as you always do. If Washington wins, they clinch a playoff spot. Are we there? We're getting there, right?
I do not have the standings up.
Well, my word for it. I don't know.
All right. Cardinals and Panthers. Spread here. Arizona by 5, although the Panthers have shown more life in the second half than the Cardinals. Very much a roller coaster team, up and down.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arizona. They have to win. If not, I think they're about done.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Panthers. I think all the stars align, and the Cardinals will play down to the competition.
Yeah, they look like Arizona was the team maybe to beat in that division. They are no longer that. Ah, man. Bryce Young turned the ball over a lot last week.
Yes, he didn't play good last week.
I'm going to go Arizona.
All right, Vikings-Seahawks here. Very, very important matchup for both teams, but especially the Vikings, if they do want to take one more stab at the Lions on top of the division. Minnesota is favored by 3 as the road team.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a gamble here. I'm going to go Seattle at home because they got to win too. And I just got a feeling Seattle may pull it out here.
All right, I have the Vikings here. I think they keep pace. They take this thing down to the wire with Detroit.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nolan, Minnesota.
All right, Patriots and Bills, huge spread here. Largest spread of the day. Buffalo by 14 at home.
Buffalo.
Yep, easy pick, Bills.
Yep, unanimous.
All righty, Jaguars, Raiders. Evenly matched, I guess that's the best way to spin this game. A 3-win team and a 2-win team. Vegas is at home. They're favored by 1.5.
Yeah, Mark Davis is going to get pissed at Antonio Pierce because Vegas is going to win, and right now Vegas has the first pick of the draft.
So you're taking the Raiders?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Jaguars here.
Yeah, me too. Mac Jones does something to not lose the game.
49ers and Dolphins, two teams that underperformed this year, both 6-8. Practically a pick 'em. Miami favored by just 1.
I'm take Niners. You know, Kyle Shanahan to find a way to win it.
That's what my gut was telling me, but I'll go Dolphins. Maybe one last breath of life.
Yeah, I'm going to Dolphins too. Capri sweats. Old McDaniel gets the win there.
Buccaneers and Cowboys. Buccaneers still trying to maintain their lead in their division. The Cowboys terrible at home this year. Bucs favored by 4.
Yeah, the thing is Dallas's defense has played better as of late, and they're playing harder. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Whoa. Yeah. Just finished typing in Buccaneers. What a curveball. I'll go with the Buccaneers for myself.
And I'll follow up with you. Cooper Rush doing what he did last week. I don't see it. I think Baker's got them aimed towards the postseason. I will go with Tampa Bay. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. If you want to get in, now's your chance. Last chance for the week. 410-583-1057. You hate the Steelers? Tell us why. You love the Steelers? Tell us why. Your predictions, more than welcome. And then we got a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. Live, I tell you, from Cross Street Market.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
They do such a great job. Obviously, they got great experience. They got guys who fly around. I think you're noticing just the season evolving for them. They're just getting better as they go.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That was Russell Wilson, quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, talking about the Ravens' defense, how things have changed over the last couple of weeks. And let's be honest. Ravens didn't play poorly in the first game.
No.
They gave up, 6 field goals? That was all she wrote there.
They did not. I mean, Bob, they were on the field all the time. I mean, the second half, the Ravens offense was on the field 9 minutes, so the Ravens defense was on the field a lot. They bent, but they didn't break. They gave up 6 field goals. I thought they played pretty good against the run. You know, especially in that first half. So, yeah, if they could say defensively, we'll take that same thing that we had last time, I'll take that.
Let's hear what the people have to say. 410-583-1057. Tomorrow, 4:30. Ravens, 6.5-point favorites. If they win, clinch a playoff spot, tie for first. Steelers win, they clinch the division. They get hats and T-shirts and all that fun stuff. Mike at Finksburg. Mike, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm probably a little older than you, and I remember when the Colts left. And ever since then, the Steelers and the Ravens, it's always been a battle. And you got to expect it because it all comes down to the last 2 minutes of the game.
All right, well, what's your prediction?
Oh, I'm hoping the Ravens win by 20, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I'd say 10.
They win by 10? Is that where we're going with here? All right, Mike, thank you very much. And yes, I am old enough to remember the Colts, but we'll do our picks here in a second. I've said it all week long. Not that I'm right. I'm usually wrong, quite frankly. But if the Ravens score 25 or more, Pittsburgh's losing by 10. Now, can they blow them out? I mean, historically, blowouts between the two teams, not the norm. Let's get one more call before we do our picks here. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up? Cliff. No Cliffy.
I would say if the Ravens blow them out, Bob, there's a good chance Steelers are going to lose on Wednesday too.
Because Kansas City, as we've talked about, still has something to play for. All right, Nolan, we did all these picks and we neglected to do the one that matters.
Yeah, you wanted to get the break so bad, but it's okay.
Hey, clock integrity. Who gets yelled at?
Right.
Not you. It's not Vinny. I do. All right, let's get to the picks. 6.5-point favorites. Ravens at home. Going to be cold in downtown Baltimore. What do we got?
I am going Ravens 27-17. I think Lamar's going to play well. I think he's going to rush for over 60 yards. I think he's going to throw the ball well. I think the tight ends are going to be heavily involved. I feel good about the Ravens, and without Pickens, they don't really scare me. They're gonna try to dink and dunk, and I think with Pierce and Travis Jones healthy, I think that'll help the run stoppage. I think the Ravens will play good this game. I think they'll be jacked up playing.
I don't think I've ever felt comfortable going into a Ravens-Steelers game in my entire life. That still doesn't change this week. I've got a narrow score here, but the Ravens will win 23-20. They'll play with a lead, and the defense will come up with the big stop when it matters most.
Well, I would like to get to my time-honored, never-happened, Justin Tucker kicks the game-winning field goal. scenario, I don't think it's going to come down to that. Yeah. I think the Ravens win 31-13. I think Lamar and the offense comes out firing on all cylinders. Yes, they could be down Rashad Bateman, definitely without Nelson Aguilar, but hey, Mark Andrews playing like an all-pro. Likely when he's gotten his opportunities, he's been a stud. Hey, let's not forget Zay Flowers is actually the leading receiver on the team. And Derrick Henry, you don't think that fumble still bothers him from earlier in this matchup? I think the Ravens get at him. They get ahead. Pittsburgh's not going to be able to come from behind, which means Najee Harris is going to be out of the equation. I think it's going to be a nice, comfortable Ravens win tomorrow afternoon into the early evening. And when we reconvene on Monday, the Ravens will be tied for first in the division.
Yeah, and Bob, if your score is right, Henry will have 25-plus carries.
And that's what I'm kind of leaning towards after an early onslaught. And if Justin Tucker is called upon to just make a kick because he was 5 for 5 in extra points, I think he'll get it done.
I hope so.
Now, if he misses a field goal or two, even if the Ravens win 31-13, we'll be going, hey, bleep the Steelers, but what's up with Tucker?
Yeah.
So if we don't have drama, that makes this sports talk thing, you know, kind of boring, doesn't it? No.
I like your game plan the best. Let's just make it easy.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I'm usually wrong. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a fun house trip with Nolan, and then Inside Access takes over at 2. 8 o'clock kickoff. Indiana Hoosiers at Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Game 1, college football playoffs. You can hear it on The Fan. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by Rice Martha Pesaurus. Live from Brew Brothers. Come on down, say hello. Me and Ken Wyman, we got you covered from 1 to 2. And then it's Vinny, Tim Barbalace, Mike Preston, Cordell Woodland getting you ready up until kickoff at 4 o'clock as the Ravens 6.5-point favorites over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But earlier, now you got Maryland at noon, Nolan, so what are we doing there?
Should be on at Brew Brothers. I mean, tomorrow of all days is when you're going to want to be at Brew Brothers inside the Horseshoe Casino. If you've got a shortage of TVs at home, or even if you have a lot of TVs, there's just simply too many games tomorrow. There's more games than TVs, but Brew Brothers has us covered.
Not if you're at the old Haney household, because the kids got that TV game running tight. But Maryland, Syracuse at noon. You had SMU, Penn State at noon. Then you've got the fights tomorrow, Tyson Fury against Alexander Usyk, and they're in Saudi Arabia, so that main card starts at 2 o'clock. So if you can't find something to enjoy from a sports viewing perspective, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
I mean, it's just you're really starting to nitpick because it's not good enough for you. Inside Access coming up next, live from Cross Street Market. Nolan, let's get out of here because it's snowing outside, and I got to go pick up my new glasses. Funhouse.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness, Tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, first texter here says, no one should be happier about the Pickens news than Brandon Stevens. Then again, he might let the Steelers' fifth-string wide receiver burn him down the sideline. The best thing about Stevens' season is he made it an easy decision to let him walk in free agency.
Oh, no question. No question about it. I wouldn't re-sign Stevens. He is a PI waiting to he just can't find a football, and it hadn't changed in 4 or 5 years.
And what a difference a year makes. I mean, at the end of last year, he was a candidate to get an extension maybe, or if he put together another halfway decent season, the Ravens might have felt forced to hold on to him.
And now he's everybody's pigeon. I mean, what you want to do is you want to throw it at him. I mean, back shoulder or deep. You kill him because he can't find a ball.
This one here, texter says, do you guys feel more confident in Justin Tucker after he drilled all 5 of his extra points last week with ease? All of them appeared to be struck well straight through the uprights.
I gotta see it to believe it. The reason why is Giants game, no stress. You know, it was blowout city. Now, this intense, tight, for the lead in the division and all that. Let's wait till Sunday to see.
I'm not comfortable yet.
Right.
Nolan,
right.
What about you?
No, but to give a little more credit to Tucker, I mean, with all the noise that was going on, you had the extended layoff with the bye week. sure, that's good for everybody. You want to rest up, but for a kicker, and he's been in his own head, we think, so maybe that extra time isn't always that good. So he came back. He looked sharp. He did his job. That's all you can ask.
We all know the next kick he misses, everyone's going to lose their minds. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it last week against the Giants. Ravens get the ball. They get inside the 25, and he yanks one to the left, and the Steelers score. Wait a minute.
Howard in Baltimore says, with Nelson Agholor and Bateman situations, the Ravens just need to keep the game simple. No going for it on fourth down on your side of the field. No turnovers, obviously. Please, no, don't get too cute with the play calling. And definitely the fouls, the penalties, clean it up. If they play smart, they should win. A special teams play could be the difference. His score, he's got Ravens at least 24, Pittsburgh under 21.
Yeah, how about, you know, I can see play action pass on first down. And, I mean, they're playing with a backup safety. I could see him attacking, you know, with the tight ends and going after him. I mean, Deshaun Elliott was a hell of a player, you know, is a good player for that. He's got 90-some tackles.
Another score prediction. This texter says Ravens should dominate even with Bateman out. He says he likes Flowers, Likely, and Andrews to all have big games. Run game doesn't have to be much of a factor against the Pittsburgh D. His score, Ravens 31, Steelers 15.
And I think if that is the score, I think the run game is going to be a huge part of it in the second half. You know, I think, and I said, with Bob scored 31-13, then Henry will have 25-plus rushes.
I should add there, I almost forgot. He said Pittsburgh 15, but all of that through field goals. No touchdowns again.
Oh,
can the Ravens defense get another... not a shutout, but a touchdown shutout. And so that'd be impressive.
That would be extremely impressive. I mean, because, you know, when we talked about the defensive stat, you know, the stats a little earlier, they're down to 17th now. So, I mean, they're slowly but surely making progress, you know, and if they have a great defensive game, say they go down to 15th, and, you know, if they can get down to like 12th or something by the time this is all said and done, so be it, because Houston, they should be, you know, it'll be interesting to see with Houston. And Cleveland's not, I mean, who's going to be playing quarterback?
Five field goals? If the Ravens are putting up 31, I don't think the Steelers are going to have the ball enough to kick five field goals. Are they going to get in scoring range that many times?
Tomlin taking the points.
No, I'm thinking they get 13 and they'll be happy with that.
Need the splash plays. How many times is Tomlin going to say splash plays, by the way? And if they lose, we accept that. Get ready. I can't wait to hear that.
Correct.
We didn't do enough. We accept that. We're moving on. All right. Chris here, getting his Penn State take, says his most likely upset pick of the college football playoff opening weekend, Indiana over Notre Dame. He's not buying the SMU over Penn State hype. Says too much going on there with the whiteout, the cold. Penn State wins easy, in his opinion.
Well, they have a green out in South Bend, and then there's snow all over the place. But, I mean, Bloomington's just taking a bus 3 hours down the road. I can't see SMU beating Penn State. I could see Indiana beating Notre Dame more so than SMU beating Penn State.
So you're saying the Penn State fan is not picking Penn State to lose in the playoff? What a stunning turn of events.
Yeah.
5880-1057, the Fed. That's going to do it for us for the week. We will be at Horseshoe Casino tomorrow, all three of us, Brew Brothers, with the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show, talking about Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and maybe talking about Notre Dame season coming to an abrupt end, and certainly watching the Turtles and the Orange up there at Barclays Center. We'll be back on Monday, however, full effect here with Vinny and Haney. Inside Access coming up next, live from Cross Street Market, then the Irish and the Hoosiers later on tonight here on the Fan. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe because it's snowing out there. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class dismissed.